This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1701. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded December 26th, Australia, Belgium, Bonaire, Canada, Chad, China, Congo DR, Cuba, Diego Garcia, Ecuador, Equatorial Guinea, Fiji, Germany, Greece, Indonesia, Italy, Kashmir, Kyrgyzstan, Liberia, Mexico, Myanmar, Nigeria, North America, Russia, Suriname, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. With the abdication of BBC World Service and the forced political correctness of China and Cuba, Radio Australia has become the number one international shortwave station with intelligent programming and still putting a signal into North America where it's easily heard, even though we're not actually a target of Radio Australia. In our mornings, of course, we hear it well on 9580, and our late afternoons and evenings on 21740, among other frequencies. John Filiozzi points out that it's summer vacation time at ABC Radio National, and consequently, many of the programs on Radio Australia are on hiatus. You can find out what can be heard instead at the website www.abc.net.au/radionational and look on the link to their summer schedule. Programming should be back to normal by the end of January. NBCDX Bernd Sizer reports that the station in the eastern part of Belgium where the German language is spoken, Radio Traumland, meaning Dreamland, is planning a special broadcast on Saturday, December 28th, via Bulgaria on 7535 from 16 to 19 UT. It's 100 kilowatts, and of course intended for Europe, should be difficult if not unheard in North America. Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener in Germany sends us news from Transworld Radio's website, twr.org. For many years, our broadcast from Bonaire at a 500,000 watts, but then made the transition to only 100 kilowatts in 1999 to reduce operating costs. In the summer of 2013, the Ministry's International Board decided to undertake the return to higher power, a move already legally permissible because of a license granted the year before. The upgrade is projected to cost more than $3 megadollars and would extend a much stronger AM signal well into northern Brazil and Cuba, whose northwest-southeast expanse sits roughly 700 to 1,200 miles from Bonaire. TWR planners are already organizing for the Bonaire Power Restoration Project, which likely will be launched in the spring of 2014, with a completion schedule likely measured in years rather than months. So look for 800 kilohertz PJB to eventually be back up to 500 kilowatts, and that means it'll also be bleeding in to North America. NYRX from the Ontario DX Association. Possible bad news from Steve Canny, QSL manager for CFRB and CFRX. He posted on the ODXA Facebook group page December 17th an update on CFRX 6070 Toronto, which has been off the air. He says, from a chat with one of the engineers, it's up to the new Bell Media establishment as to whether the CFRX transmitter gets sent down to the manufacturer for repairs or not. With plans to move CFRB and assorted FM stations from the 2 St. Clair Avenue West location to the Queen Street address in 2014, who knows what priority CFRX will get at all. My contact really doesn't know what will happen. Not that this is a sign of optimism, but the license for CFRX was renewed for a few more years and hangs nicely at the transmitter building. As to whether they have the ambition to keep it going, that's another story. That's all I know. I wouldn't expect any news for a while. I'll keep you posted when I hear something. Editor Mark Cody says, Don't hold your breath. When Bell Media bought the Chum Group, they had no problem shutting down a number of TV and radio stations that, while serving their communities nicely, did not fit their corporate plans. I won't be surprised if CFRX never returns. Another missing shortwave station is Chad. For a while, it seemed to be on the air 24 hours. We heard it before and after Cuba on 6165. But now, even when Cuba is occasionally missing, I'm hearing no trace of Chad, such as around 0700 UT. Bill Bingham in South Africa replies, no sign of Chad, December 23rd in our evening around 1914. And Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says, it was on 6164.962, but it's been missing a lot of days now. It was not heard in November or December. My last log was on October 6th at 0137. Although it's not obvious over here, Wolfgang Büschel has confirmed by using remote receivers in Sri Lanka and Australia that the CHICOM are still jamming BBC World Service broadcasts in English. And it's a different kind of jamming than what we do here, CNR1 or Firedrake Music. This is white noise jamming. And he says it's rather broadband. He was hearing it surrounding a couple of BBC frequencies December 20th at 2050 UT, 12095 and 11810, which are on the air respectively between 20 and midnight UT and from 18 until 22. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal reports, Radio Telecandip in Bunia, Congo DR, 5066.3, December 21st, from 1923 to sign off at 2001 UT in a local dialect with talk and songs, a musical ID, and advertisements in French around 2000 when they also announced the frequency. He says they closed down after the usual drumbeat. At least one anomaly a day from Radio Havana, Cuba. Here's another very strange frequency. I heard them December 20th at 1452 on 10432 in the AM mode, but it was mixed with high-speed radio teletype. And I suspect it was a case of a single transmitter in Cuba somehow getting the RHC audio in there along with the intentional utility transmission. Sean Furrer has been monitoring Cuban spy numbers transmissions and noting some patterns. As reported to the PTSW Yahoo group, for example, the one designated HM01 on 11435 at 0558 to 0655 UT. He says it starts before the hour. The first run of the program is 27 minutes long, followed by data transmissions. It stops at 0625, so it began 2 minutes before the hour. There's no transmission for three more minutes until 0628, when the first program is repeated another 27 minutes until cutoff at 0655. And Sean provides these transmission notes about the limitations on HM01. I've derived some facts which seem to hold true about the Cuban number station. The number zero can never be the last number in a five-digit group, but it can be in any other place in the group. The number nine can never be in any group in any place. So if there's a sequence ending in eight and you expect the next one to end in nine, instead it will skip to end in one or any number between 0 and 8. And he says the number 3 always sounds weaker than the rest of the numbers. This may be due to wearing out of the voice module for these over 30-year-old former East German numbers machines. Apparently the module for the number 9, 9, is totally unusable and unrepairable. Or could it be that 9 sounds too much like nuevo, meaning new in Spanish, which might be a term to cancel previous sequences? Well, there's more detail to this. You can read his entire report in the new DX Listening Digest, number 13-52, via worldofradio.org. Since it's probably an endangered station, the last of the shortwave transmitters for AFN, the American Forces Network, we need to pay attention to logs of Diego Garcia. I frequently check for 12759 USB and was hearing again A Trace of Music and Talk there December 20th at 0158. Their other frequency in the local nighttime hours is 4319 USB. And we have three reports of that this week. December 19th at 1755 to 1850. Heard by Anker Peterson in Denmark with English announcements, pop songs, news and jingles to ships in the Indian Ocean. And on December 21st, reported at 1415 by Ron Howard in California, Gravity Music, that's the name of the show with pop songs, program IDs, What's Up? Gravity is up. Poor, but not the massive interference, which is often on the frequency. And Harold Sellers in British Columbia, the same date a bit later, December 21st at 1510, pop music and an occasional speaker, but very poor reception. Stefan Shah of HCJB Germany tells us about a Christmas special program. It's a 60-minute show by Horst Wiese about Christmas in the UK and Scotland, where he lives, but it will be in German with some international music. There were six airings on December 25th and 26th, starting at 08, 15, and 17:30 UT on 3995 and 7365. So if you're hearing our very first World of Radio broadcast this week at 13:30 on December 26th, you still have two more chances to tune this in, especially if you're in Europe. As I've mentioned before, the two Radio Africas are colliding on 15190, the original via Equatorial Guinea, and the new one via WRMI, starting at 2000 UT when WRMI switches from 17790. We've been hearing it just about every day, although sometimes one or the other is off the air or not propagating, but they're definitely both colliding as of December 25th with separate programming. Remember the Clandestine for Fiji, the Fiji Freedom and Democracy Movement, which was broadcasting once a week via WHRI in the middle of our nights. Nick Hotchko in New South Wales was looking for it since it's still on some of the schedules, Mondays at 08:30 on 11565. But of course he wasn't hearing it since it's been off the air for over a year. Their headquarters are in Australia, so he says, I got in touch with their spokesman. There is a plan in place for future reactivation from the transmitter site on Palau, so we'll stay tuned. Thomas Faulkner tells us about Hamburger Lokalradio, our World of Radio affiliate in Germany, on 7265 USB. We're scheduled there at 0730 and 1530 UT on Saturdays and Wednesdays. However, we're preempted for special programming in German on the holidays December 25th and January 1st, returning on Wednesday, January 8th, and meanwhile continuing on our Saturday schedule. Here's another very perishable holiday special item from Alokesh Gupta, Kumbhri DX, quoting Channel 292. On December 25th and 26th, Radio Marabu can be heard on 6070, one of the German transmitters, from 19 until 23 UT. The Greek shortwave transmitters remain sporadic and unpredictable, and often with two different programs on 7 MHz and the other frequency or frequencies. John Babas in Maryland reports on December 23rd into 24th, all three transmitters were on the air, 7450, 9420, and 15630. However, 24 hours later, December 24th into 25th, none of them were heard. Ron Howard in California reports on RRI stations in Indonesia, December 21st at 1335. Ternate had the strongest audio level since its recent reactivation. It was 140 Hz below 3345. And unlike a heterodyne the day before, there was no hint of Papua New Guinea on the 21st. He also heard the only one active on the 41-meter band, Nabire, 7289.90 variable, December 25th on the air from 0751 until closing at 0820 with almost fair reception. And They were mostly playing Xmas carols in English, plus Go Tell It on the Mountain. As usual, also, they suddenly cut the transmitter off the air. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1701. Our website brings you much more info, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this time for financial support from Martin Gallus in Springfield, Illinois, who says thanks for 1700 World of Radio programs and happy winter solstice. He sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute by check or money order in U.S. funds in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID, Oklahoma 73702, USA. Ivo Ivanov reports on some new Nexus IBA broadcasts from Italy Non, believed to be the Romania transmitter on 15515. Apparently not Radio Santec Cosmic Wave, unless they're somehow involved with these African languages. On Friday, December 20th, it sounded like Radio Orom Genati, O-R-O-M-G-E-N-A-T-I, which would be in the Oromo language. And on Saturday the 21st at the same time, 15 to 1530, Radio Shorio, which has been on the air previously in the Somali language. These were also monitored by Dan Sheedy on Swami's Beach, California. Aoki says the Friday-only broadcast is Radio Santec ? In Somali. They opened with a march and an anthem, IRRS-ID, into the Somali program, but mentioning Oromo and Oromo Rio, as he quotes it, sounding like. Then on the 21st, Saturday at 1500, a similar program, Radio Oromaya Rio, and brief news items. However, on Sunday, that 15 to 1530 broadcast on 15515 remains in English, and that, I guess, is Radio Santec, as heard by Gilles Letourneau in Canada. Last week we mentioned that the strange frequency for All India Radio Leh Kashmir has been, for some months, had been missing, 4660. The original frequency was 4760, and now Alokesh Gupta in India confirms that Leh is back on 4760, heard in Urdu at 1424, talking about snowfall in Kashmir. Unfortunately, 4760 is also the frequency of another All India Radio station at the other side of the country in the Andaman Islands. Now it appears they are colliding once again. A year ago, Transworld Radio was publicizing their plans for a new 500 kilowatt medium wave transmitter, and they refer to it as PANI, P-A-N-I, meaning it's serving Pakistan, Afghanistan, and North India. But they never said where it would be located, not even what country, and not even the frequency, leading to considerable speculation among monitors. But now it's been confirmed it's in the Kyrgyz Republic, or Kyrgyzstan, Bishkek, and the frequency is 1467 kilohertz, certainly a familiar one for Transworld Radio, not only in Asia, but in Europe. It was heard by Olaf C. Hensler in Germany, reporting to ADX, December 17th at 1630, with the TWR interval signal. Mauno Ritola says it was 5 hertz low in frequency. And then heard by many other DXers in Austria and Germany. Wolfgang Bischel thinks, based on Google Earth images, that it's a 4-tower array, with a main lobe at 210 degrees from what he calls a side-fire antenna. TWR Publicity last March said it would broadcast in Punjabi, Pashto, Sindhi, Urdu, Farsi, and Dari. S. Hasegawa in Japan reports that another DXer there, Mr. Yuto, received an NID station on 4760, December 20th, from TuneIn at 2213 until fade-out at 2235, very weak and could not ID it. But that soon turned out to be reactivated ELWA in Liberia, back on its former frequency, as widely reported by Dave Vacco in Pennsylvania, who heard it the next morning, December 21st, in African Accented English, mentioned a beautiful celebration, and ELW IDs clearly heard at 0708, then some high life music. They continued to mention celebrations and hallelujahs. It was still audible at 0752, but started to fade out at 0741. I looked up sunrise time in Monrovia, and it's about 0650. It varies not much a few minutes later into January. Dave Vacco says an EQSL has already been received from Moses Nianti, who says they're testing from 0530 to 1000 and 17 to 22 local and universal time, and they'll start regular broadcasts on the 1st of January. But they've already been heard on some subsequent dates since December 21st. Mano Ritola was hearing All India Radio Port Blair, yes, another station on 4760, which signed off at 1730. Another carrier appeared and stabilized right on frequency, with clear choral singing at 1820. Mostly nonstop music, and it was exactly on frequency to three zeros. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal heard ELWA reactivated December 21st at 1931 to 1948 in English with religion and announcing the frequency at 2002. It was best between 1900 and 1930. Terry Kruger in Florida heard it December 24th at 0528, tune in to their interval signal, an ID at 529, and then a preacher. He says, I never thought I'd hear that IS over the air again. Manuel Mendez in Spain logged it December 25th at 0658 to 0723. Pepe Bueno in Spain reports that Radio Educación Mexico City has a DX program on their shortwave service, 6185. It's called Sintonía Libre. UT Thursdays for half an hour at midnight 30. Unfortunately, the modulation from XEPPM is usually low and the adjacent channel interference is high. But podcasts are provided, and I listened to the latest program from early December. That one wasn't really about DX or shortwave, but more of a media magazine. It's on almost every week, but sometimes the slot is occupied by a different show called La Defensora de los Radio Escuchas, which could be translated as the radio listener's ombudsman. Harold Sellers in British Columbia reports getting the English program from Tazin Radio in Myanmar on 6165, December 24th at 1430. Woman said good evening, ID and frequencies, pop song in English, some news and weather at 1435, and Christmas music. However, there's co-channel interference from the CNR6 service in China. He also heard English from Myanmar on 5985.87, an hour later, December 24th at 1530. Last week we had a report about Yemen being reactivated on 11770, but now that appears to be the voice of Nigeria instead. I was hearing it considerably offset below the frequency, December 23rd at 2141. Sounded like Horn of Africa music, with lots of interference from Anguilla. Torsten Hallman of Africa List has been monitoring this too, and he says it's voice of Nigeria. 11769.9, heard December 21st from 2058 until 2158. Wolfgang Visual says it's probably the Ikorodu transmitter on 11769.88, an old frequency they'd used 30 years ago, apparently replacing 9689.89. Dan Sheedy in California says, just when I thought it was safe to troll through 90 meters, radio station YHWH has shown up again with the usual religious declamations. It's the same tape as heard before. This time it was December 14th at 0221 on 3245. Perfectly readable, if not understandable. And then on December 21st, a week later at 0203, he heard them yet again, This time the frequency 3250. Note that both those dates were Friday evening or UT Saturday. Joe Buck found an alarming story from the Voice of Russia, December 22nd, quoted in the Space Daily newsletter, Russia Rebuilding Lost Radar Coverage. And we're talking about over-the-horizon radar on shortwave. The thing is now referred to as Kontener, K-O-N-T-E-Y-N-E-R. See the whole story in the new DX Listening Digest. It looks like the woodpecker is being reborn for over-the-horizon radar pulsing. I wonder if this has any connection with the Voice of Russia deciding to get off most of its shortwave frequencies. We now have a complete schedule effective January 1st via Alexander Jadishchov in Ukraine, who got it from the Radio Panorama show on WRN of Vadim Alexeyev. Amazingly, it shows the only transmitter site remaining for non-DRM broadcasts will be Irkutsk, and the few English transmissions left will be 06 to 09 on 21800. That's to Australia, New Zealand, and Asia. 10 to 12 on 9560. Also at 13 to 14 and 15 to 17 on 5900. That's it for English on AM from Voice of Russia. Not only has Brother Scare expanded on WRMI, but also now on WBCQ, buying up lots more time on three of their transmitters and putting an end to the Friday night broadcasts of Area 51, including World of Radio on 5110. The Overcomer Ministry is now scheduled from midnight to 11 UT on 5110. That's all night long. That, however, is UT Tuesday through Saturday. Area 51 can still appear on UT Sunday and Monday, and probably World of Radio may be rescheduled on one of those nights. The Overcomer also has more time on 15420 and 7490. 7490 has also added him overnight, 7 days a week, from 05 until 11 UT. However, I've been hearing this on a very weak signal and an offset frequency, perhaps an alternate or backup transmitter on about 7491.38. Arne Nielsen in Sweden, Shortwave Bulletin, reports Radio Apinti, Suriname, 8 Hz below, 4990, December 14th at 0815, with a religious broadcast matching their streaming audio from the website. Drowned by interference at 8:27, but a better signal and less interference December 21st at 0440. Time to make your reservations for best prices for the Winter SWL Fest, March 14th and 15th at Plymouth Meeting near Philadelphia. Details at www.swlfest.com. Subscribers have been complaining about missing the last few issues, and now Popular Communications announces it's giving up on print from the February issue of CQ. Popcom, CQVHF, and World Radio Online will be incorporated into CQ's digital edition as a supplement called CQ Plus. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNSC is peaking at 20 and 4 January 4th. Solar flux rising from 125 December 29th to 175 January 6th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 1701.